This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Certain people are like me.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
But me not fear no guy, you know. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Them one pies and make sure me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when the thing tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer, just a kick up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up. That through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold, so the Cuban link up. How much ice, just a hurr, and me ring up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone crock a spag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably wouldn't like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly, my mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. And all when my frost, you can't stand me neither. I am excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is them parents did corrupt, so them born negates. Now you go yet from people, you know, see you not benefit. These cars are digits.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone crock a spag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
That we a go hard and a do it. Hennessy a floss and a do it. Champagne pop off and a do it. The girl dem a ask say a who it. Plus me jeans that a chew it. And me white tee that a low it. As if you never knew it. To how we go hard dem a ask me a who it. Dem say me stink of money like sewage. Real bad man spend cash like me foolish. A wildcat like Buick and the flowers when messing me, I go stepping up.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone crock a spag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Certain people don't like me. Upstream is sad.
You got it locked and loaded to the Thursday, April 27th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And you pick, you know, who's getting the things organized. We have a special guest in studio, so we can get right to that. Let me hit you up with the phone line so you can chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right? For fresh news, smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I told you, got to remind you, this Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th, the Central Bank will be hosting a financial literacy fair and digital expo at Fusion. This is Fusion Superplex out there on Glaston Road. Learn more about investment, savings, insurance, digital payment solutions, and more. And sand dollars will be given away. You can use your sand dollars anywhere sand dollars accepted, including the Red Cross Fair that's been held this Saturday and Sunday at Iraqi. First 600 sand dollar wallet holders at the fair will receive 50% off adult admission and free admission for the kids. So be sure to check that out. All right. Well, I promised you he'd be here today, and he's here today. So let's get it on and popping. Got my good friend, Mr. Toby Smith in studio to bring us up to snuff. And ironically, we see headlines today, the DPM responds to RCI critics. And I happen to be one of those critics, so I guess he was responding to me.
And me.
And you. But what's going on? Bring us up to snuff there, Toby. I mean, last time you were here, you were, you know, informed that, you know, you had to revisit the scene and reapply and go through the process again. I saw an article the other day from Mr. D'Aguila stating that, you know, when he left office, 12 years, you shouldn't have to reapply because you've got everything in place. So where are we at right now? You know, the reapplication stage, or just still waiting as this merry-go-round continues to go round, but it's not too merry.
Well, I hear you, and good afternoon to you. I appreciate you being here. Good afternoon, Bahamas, and all your listeners. I was asked by the Prime Minister to reapply, and I sent them all the documents before Easter, which is affirming what our project
That's a couple of weeks ago when you were on the show.
Yeah. So I put through the affirmation that, yeah, we still intend to do what we're been trying to do for now starting our 12th year. And I feel as though Bahamians should be given an opportunity to be able to succeed, be able to steer our own destiny, be able to for other Bahamians, and be able to play on a level playing field. I applied back in 2012. I've asked repeatedly, when did RCL apply for any Crown land? They already got 40 acres of Bahamian Crown land over there at what they've misappropriated, now calling Coco Key, calling what's Little Stirrup Key. And there's been some interesting, you know, research that's been done recently. So you want me to bring you up to speed with that?
Yeah, definitely. I want to know exactly where we're at today. Because you still haven't gotten approval. You still haven't got to start doing what you need to do, what you've been trying to do for the last 12 years. And we see that, you know, all the red carpet is being laid out for the bigger boys.
Yeah, we get
what
red tape.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I got an email that my affirmation was acknowledged.
Well, Minister of Tourism, Mr. Cooper, said yesterday, if the guidelines and protocols of the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection, DEPP, are sufficient for billion-dollar investments such as Atlantis and Bahama, then those guidelines should be sufficient for Royal Caribbean International's planned 100 million beach club on Paradise Island. But didn't both of those entities submit environmental impact assessment report?
Yeah, I would imagine so. But bear in mind that the environmental laws have changed since then.
That too. That was going to be my next point. Haven't they made some changes to those laws? So wouldn't they have to come correct now with the new laws in place?
Well,
and the new protocols?
Yeah. And also, let's look at the existing laws, right? So when you see someone like RCL that are pleading guilty to pollution in other parts of the world, and their number one destination, as they put it, is being the Bahamas. It's pretty amazing that they only pollute in other parts of the world and just not what they don't pollute in the Bahamas. So this what I've done, Naughty, is that when you look at the list of what Bahamians are competing against in the group, is that, for instance, there's 11 potential destinations for cruise lines. There's Ocean Key, Castaway Key, Little Stirrup Key, Grand Bahamas new development for a Carnival, Princess Key, Long Island is constructing a new cruise port, Royal Caribbean scouting out Rum Key, Virgin going to Bimini, or they could stay a day at sea. So that's 11 other destinations where Bahamas basically can't get a look at, or certainly not have a lion's share of the revenues that are imported into our company in the form of tourists having one bahamian in their pocket to spend. And then when you look at what Bahamians have as far as a venue to try and get a piece of the action, there's Freeport, which is controlled and operated by the Port Group and Hutchison Whampoa. It's controlled by a majority foreign-owned global ports. So even if the ship does come to Nassau, they're putting the port of call of Nassau as perhaps a last port of call. So leave from Port of Miami, go to Coco Key, spend the day at sea, come to Nassau, and by that point, you know, people are maybe exhausted or can't be bothered to get off the ship or simply can't afford to go out and spend money. But even if they do, then the cruise lines are skimming off the top line of revenues and taking massive commissions from the tour operators.
Okay, Toby, I've had a texter chime in.
Cool.
So I need you to get them straight for me, or at least, you know,
yeah,
put it out there full 100. Naughty Toby Tess, private land at Little Stirrup, not Crown land.
That is absolutely incorrect. And if we had some sort of transparency in the Bahamas, then they'd be able to see what the Crown land lease is that was agreed to between the Cruise and Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. So check yourself. Don't wreck yourself.
Okay, Taxter, you heard it from Toby. So maybe, you know, you've been fed some untruths.
Well, maybe that there's been some deal where they've been sold Little Stirrup Key, so they could call it whatever they want. Bottom line is that RCL for last year, so their earnings reported as of the end of last year was $840,540,000. Okay, more than almost $9 billion was the total revenues that RCL brought in. Okay, now, bear in mind that as of right now, their debt, what they owe people, is almost $24 billion. Yeah? So they owe people $24 billion, and they had $8 billion, almost $9 billion coming in last year, right? So let's look at what they're declaring, what their facts are, that they're putting out on the internet, is that they employ 112,500 people worldwide. In their presentation for the town hall meeting with the DEPP and town planning, they were bragging that they hired 350 Bahamians since 2019 across their company. So that equates to being about 1% that are Bahamians that are employed by RCL. So they brag that the Bahamas is their number one destination. So you could imagine that the lion's share of their revenues are probably, but yet it's only 0.3% of their workforce were Bahamian.
Wow. And what's to say that, excuse me, that won't continue in New Providence if they set this up?
Well,
because that's their business market, that they want to engage Bahamian companies who could provide the service and provide the staffing for the situation. But
right,
sometimes I look at that as, okay, you ask for it, maybe one's not in place, so until one gets in place, you're going to still continue to do what you do with your plan.
So again, let's look at facts.
Which is use the cruise ship employees on the private islands like they do everywhere else.
That's right. So let's look at facts, right? RCL came out the other day to say that the opportunities that they're creating for Bahamians is going to be doing their laundry service. Yeah? Having security guards. I know that security guards are usually just paid minimum wage and being put on shifts and not necessarily being able to have a means to support their families. So if they want to have meaningful opportunities for Bahamians, it should be through ownership rather than just bragging that they're going to give jobs to Bahamians in fields of expertise that is reserved for Bahamians. So they can't say, oh, we're going to let Bahamians have the water sports concessions, because by law, water sports is protected by law that only Bahamians could operate it. So when you see, like, the Prime Minister the Prime Minister came back from Kokokie and made the comment that he realized that Royal Care operating a business that's reserved for Bahamians, so they had to shut that down. Yeah, that tells me that RCL are not acting within the regulation of what's being laid out there. Yeah? So, you know, what I'm putting out there are facts. And if anybody wants to have any query, I've got no problem as far as referring to my source of information and being able to put it out there in the public domain.
Here's something that we need to clear the air on, Toby, you know, because it's coming in off the text line. And if it's out there in the court of public opinion and it's misinformation, I want to get it clarified.
Right.
Texter chimes in, naughty afternoon. Can your guest clear this up, please? Mm-hmm. Chester on Morning Blend this morning said you lost a case in court, which said you had no claim to the land in question.
So a court case. So let's go back to the origin of that. Under past Prime Minister Minnis, under the FNM, land lease. I was told to sign, seal, notarize, and return it back, whereby the minister responsible will sign it and give it back to me. The minister responsible didn't sign it, which was Minnis. So the court ruled that the lease wasn't valid. However, we have an agreement for a lease. We agreed upon all of the terms, and I accepted it upon all the terms. And as a result of us having an agreement for a lease, they then issued the lease. Now, there's lots of other, there's a whole slew of paperwork that led up to the perfected, vetted lease being offered to me. And as a result of that, we're appealing. So, you know, the ruling was initially against me, and we disagree with that ruling with all due respect to the Supreme Court. And it follows the next logical step of us then filing an appeal.
So you filed the appeal now, and that's what you're waiting on, correct?
Yes, various steps as far as an appeal is concerned. So we filed within the period of time that is dictated that we have to file an appeal by. We were told by the Prime Minister to reapply, and we affirmed our position. And we're just waiting on the wheels to turn for our appeal so that our matter can be decided on by the Court of Appeal.
All right. So let's get to the break, because I see time is flying by. We got some text we'll pick up on the flip side of the break.
Cool.
And if you have any questions for Toby, feel free to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And, of course, you know, toll-free in any one of the Family Islands ground is 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Send your text in and your calls. We'll pick them up on the flip side of the break as the Thursday, April 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. It came in days. I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and you set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road.
local government.
Victory. Victory.
We want local government.
Shed a love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing
original or hot and spicy.
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, motor hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. I pray one cocker spagat thing now. Mix through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one pies and make sure me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when the thing tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kick up. So. And a hip-hop or calypso.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice does a... From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock a smack a thing now. Mix through me I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy.
I would be remiss as we come back to the Thursday, April 27th edition of Talking Heads. I do have... some somber news I would like to address, and I should have done it at the top of the hour, but obviously we jumped into the show and we took off. First and foremost, I want to send out my thoughts and prayers and condolences to Sam Duncan on the passing of her husband, Tony.
Amen.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great couple.
Yeah.
Love what they do. Support their events. He was very supportive of me and my career, and I really appreciate them, and I appreciate him, and may he rest in peace. Also, very sad news. We found out that former champion Ray Minus Jr. has passed away.
Bless
we lost up. The champ today.
Yeah, man.
You know, going through a rough go with ALS. And very sad, sad news there. One of my heroes growing up, one of my boxing champs growing up that we loved. And we had our very own champ. So, you know, sad to hear that.
Yeah.
Furthermore, down in Abaco, y'all listen every Monday. I know y'all listen every day, but to my crew down there in Cherokee Sound, we lost Carlin Aubrey. Stone Cold.
Yeah, Stone Cold.
And anybody know familiar with Waterloo from back in the day knows Stone Cold. You know, everybody knows
Carlin. If you didn't know him, you'd hear him.
You'd hear him.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely sad news there.
Yeah.
In addition to that, Jerry Springer. We lost Jerry Springer today.
Jerry.
And if I'm not mistaken, Al Groh, one of the original Pittsburgh Pirates from their world championship team. So a lot of people passed away today, man. So
for the
local contingent, I just want y'all to know I'm keeping you in my thoughts and in my prayers. And
amen.
I know it's a rough go.
Yeah, let's
go
respects.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
All right, good afternoon to your guests.
Good afternoon.
A power statement that you and the current prime minister had some private conversations. And some promises were made to you in private. Are you at liberty to discuss what those promises were made, what those promises were about? It's quite obvious some things were said in private.
Yeah, I mean, I've had private conversations with the Prime Minister. You're exactly right. Other ministers was present as that. And in the spirit of us trying to diplomatically find solutions through this matter, I'm not at liberty to discuss them, but I continue with optimism and hope that Bahamians are going to be given the opportunity to excel and put this project on a world-class global scale, stage.
Is it also safe to say that their promises were made, in your opinion, that not being adhered to?
No, I mean, with previous administrations, you know, a whole lease was given to me with yeah, certain promises and whatnot. But no, I mean, let's be clear, right? I'm not about to get into a fight with the government, with the current administration of government. I'm trying to work through this and be solution driven in this, right? So I've got confidence that the Prime Minister is going to look at this and feel it in his heart that this project is going to bring ownership, opportunity, keep the revenues in the Bahamas. Those revenues are going to circulate through our banks, wholesalers, retailers, schools, and it's going to enable more of the money that comes into the country in foreign dollars to stay within our country and circulate the economy many times over. So the only time that it has to go out of the country is if we import something as individuals or as a company, whereas the model is that the cruise line is generating these revenues in the Bahamas and exporting them immediately, and we don't even get a look at it.
Let me ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
As a Bahamian who obviously has the finances in place, whose plans are being approved, and who is being issued a lease,
right,
how does it make you feel to be tossed and turned by the current government and this present government?
Hey, man, if it's worth it to me, it's worth fighting for. And I've experienced encouragement from other Bahamians, other people in other parts of the world that say, "Boy, Toby, we're counting on you, man. If they do it to you today, maybe they could do it to me tomorrow, and we're counting on you. Just keep pushing through." So, it some days it's discouraging, but you know, I pull myself up, dust myself off, and I keep on going to it every single day for 11 years already.
All right, let's check the text lines real quick. Naughty, after working with tourists for years, by the time they come off the cruise ships, they are either broke, tired, don't have space to buy anything, and are window shoppers. Royal Caribbean just needs somewhere to dump its poop. They don't encourage tourists to come off, so why are they kissing their butt instead of a Bahamian's butt?
Yeah, well, because they're coming in pushing numbers like $100 million this and $100 million that, and that's appetizing to some. Although, when you see someone like Royal Caribbean present in writing to say that it will be 100% Bahamian workforce in 5 years, there's a caveat to it and a catch. And then 5 years later, you know, we're still working for the man, have no ownership in it, and cleaning toilet towels.
There's another text. Naughty, tell Toby the PM will look at his situation 16 days before the next election. And Toby will have to make a party contribution, a hefty one, at least $80,000 or more.
Well, to each their own, man. I've gone on this path, always on the path of moral high ground, and I'm a respectful fella, and I've come to the PM humbly. And to be frank, since this administration have been in government, I have not discussed any of our conversations in the public. I've kept mum on them out of respect for trying to get this lot resolved.
Naughty, what people still don't understand is the outcome of the court case does not stop Brave Davis in any way from signing Toby's lease. The PM could do it tonight and have someone deliver the signed document tomorrow. End of story.
Yeah, I emphatically agree with that. There's always the option in this for the government to say, "Listen, Toby, let's go through, let's get this up and running, let's get you expedited, let's actually," I mean, you know, through all this, and this is investing, originally it was $2 million, right? Then they upped it because of, global supply prices and all the rest of it, inflation and whatnot. I boosted it to $3 million. We're not going to stop at $3 million, but it's catch-22. If you say you're going to put in $3 million, then they say, "All right, that ain't enough." Or you say you're going to come in with $100 million, then they say proof of financing. And then they say that. So I think that $3 million is a comfortable number, but, you know, I think that Bahamians should be thanked for investing in their own country?
Yeah, we should be rewarded.
Appreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
GNN.
Hey, what's going on, GNN?
Good afternoon, GNN. Naughty, I heard you yesterday.
Naughty by nature, not because we hate you.
What's going on?
Naughty by nature.
What's happening?
He was naughty from that time. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, my brother. How you doing?
First of all, let me make a disclaimer. I am with you 110%.
Blessed. Right? I appreciate that, my brother. Thank you.
Bahamians are with you 110%. But if you are, let's keep it down to the ground. Ever told me it was some missteps I think that you made.
Okay.
That you probably glossing over, but some of us, we know, we kind of know what's going on. When you first was applying for this thing, did not Minister Diagla was assisting you with this in the last administration?
Sorry, I didn't get the question. Did not Minister Diagla assist me?
When you was applying for this under the last administration, was it not Minister Diagla that was assisting you with getting this straight?
Yeah, so fair's fair, and I got no problem with transparency, right? So
yeah, well, I know that.
I initially applied. It was in April 2012. So Hubert Ingram's term was coming to an end. I went through the whole term of Perry Christie. So as far as applying, my application was in April 2012. As far as lobbying and trying to get everything approved, it was with the assistance of Dionisio Diagla and other MPs lobbying Minnis as the Prime Minister to offer me a lease, yes.
Okay, now let me show you what Dice did, the GNNM crew under the lab ball on the side of the room.
Okay.
After Minister Diagla was trying to assist you with that,
yeah.
Now you know that Minister Diagla and his crew wasn't Minister's favorite, Dr. Minnis, who was the competent authority.
I actually have memos where the full written story of what was happening behind the scenes on the government side of exactly what was going on.
Exactly. See, Minnis kind of excommunicated most of them fellas before he left office, cut his own nose off in 4 years. Dwayne Sands was excommunicated. You know Dwayne Sands was Loretta Butler poison, and Diagla and all of them. That's why Minnis didn't entertain you with Mr. Diagla.
No, now, I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. It's because I've seen the memos, I've read the memos, I have the memos. So when you see what's going on and what's at play, is that a lease was drawn up after many government agencies were involved in perfecting, vetting, and offering the lease with a cabinet conclusion that was done in 2018. And they were carrying through on that cabinet conclusion, as ministers are supposed to. So it was offered to me after the Department of Legal Affairs Investment Authority, the Antiques, Monuments, Museums Corporation, and other lands and surveys, all had their input into creating and perfecting this lease.
Okay. Let me hurry up before Naughty, because I know Naughty got out of college. But now, fast forward to today.
Yeah.
You expect Philip Rave Davis, as petty as MPLPs are, something. I say the wrong thing, there's not Naughty PLP.
Boy, no, she probably can call right now. She called it in 5-4-3-2-1.
Yeah, but
Toby, hold on, Toby. Yeah. As petty as Philip Rave Davis, of course he's swinging everybody. Because he was 100% behind you, which I thought you shouldn't have run up on him, no out. But anyway, that didn't happen. You think Philip Rave Davis, coming from the F&M side to the PMP side, can help you with that? I doubt it. I can hang up and listen.
All right, Gio, always appreciate you chiming in. Always good points. Let's go to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything called, thank God for life, as usual. Papa, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Papa?
Papa, my brother.
Rachel holding on, thanking God for life every day.
Thank God for life.
My Papa called back. Papa called back. Is your phone dropped?
And respond to GNN. I ain't doing no adding fuel to the fire. I keep in mum. I respect Brave Davis, and I believe that he's gonna do the right thing, and everything's gonna be cool.
I think we got Papa back. Papa, that's you? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? This Papa? That phone keep dropping. What you want, Papa? Try it again, Mr. Producer.
I have a question.
All right, you have a question?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Your guest says he has the memos of what went down or what transpired.
Uh-huh.
So I would like to know what memos are you referring to. If those memos are information that were discussed in cabinet or, you know, or what the memo is all about in terms of if it is a leak that he got the memo or was a memo that he sat in a meeting and got information. So I'm looking at it on that side of the situation. In respect to whether somebody will be granted favor over successive administration, I think it's possible.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's possible also. I mean, let's be real here. Government is one thing, and the government it continues infinitum, whereas there's various administrations of government that come in. You know, why wouldn't an administration of government want to see Bahamians succeed and create opportunities in any sector, including our number one industry?
All right, let's go to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right, Papa, you good? You back on? What you got for Toby?
The cordless one going there. Toby?
Yes, sir.
All right. Happy New Year there. And
thanks, man. We ain't talking a minute. You all right?
Yeah, thank God. For like, Toby, if you still have my number, send me a little high on WhatsApp, because you know when you've lost your phone and you had to change it, the numbers just go.
All right, no problem. I can do it right now.
Yeah. Listen, Toby, when you apologized on the other day, right?
Yeah.
We did feel, at least, let me talk for me, because I sure I ain't the only one feel this way.
Yeah.
I had to feel that for you, but I don't think it was necessary.
What apology.
I can't tell a big man like you what to do. I say nothing wrong. You didn't do nothing wrong. You speak your mind just like how you were speaking it before Bray became prime minister. Glenys Hannah Martin, Minister of Education, did not apologize when she say she against that deal with RCI.
She didn't have to apologize.
That's the same way I'm telling you. You did not have to apologize, but I can't tell you what to do. Toby, check this out. Did you hear when you was written up in the papers, when you was quoted in the papers, in one of them papers, the first time they did it, after they agreed to get this RCI, the deal over Paradise Island. Did you hear Fred Mitchell? He was carrying on a little womanish, little girly and
hostess. Oh, don't say that. Come on,
Prime
that's
Minister
not
Davis, telling him, like, you attack him in the papers.
That's that man's opinion.
And then, yeah, that's his opinion.
I agree, but I'm
Toby,
not... Yeah.
Toby,
yes,
Toby, my point is what I'm saying, right?
Uh-huh.
It didn't sound like you said nothing wrong. It's just sad that not just to hire the monkey climb, they show they rear and off. These people would be so humble when they ain't in power. And when they become in power, when we give them the power, it's like they show their true colors. They say power, absolute power is corrupt people. No, it don't corrupt you. Toby, these people, I'm showing you just how they really feel about people like us, the human people. This ain't no fake. You got to stand and continue to be strong. You know you're right. You ain't say nothing wrong. You ain't do nothing wrong. You had the impression is when the government changed, this thing would have been, the opportunities would have been there for a businessman like you or any other businessman to do what they're supposed to do. I feel that for you. When you had the, it's like big man, real man, got to humble to these, supposed to be servants. They supposed to be servants. And it's like, if you speak your mind or like you cussing them, they don't deserve to be in no power. They don't deserve to be running our country, running us and telling us what to do. That's wrong how they treating you, Toby. Toby, one last thing.
Yes, sir.
I respect last evening. I tell you about Fred just now. I hear Naughty say that's Fred's opinion.
No, I said that's your opinion. Toby said don't say that. I said that's your opinion. You could say, you know, you could just
tell
anybody how you want.
I mean, listen to me. When I grow up, growing up, them old people used to say when you carry on rude, they don't care if you're a boy or a girl, you carry on a little frowsy like.
Yeah.
You say like you carry on a little girly.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Mitchell is carrying on sometime. Listen, one last thing.
I like I that frowsy though, for real. Frowsy.
One last thing. Sorry about that. One last thing. You could maybe find out from Leslie Miller if there's any truth to what I say. And I listen to him on another radio station. Toby, I don't care if you was black or white, but your spirit, we adapt to your spirit. You we, you and us, the Bahamian people, the majority of us, is one. It doesn't matter if you're black, green, or white.
That's right. And let me show you.
Yeah, Leslie Miller say he talked to the business people, like white business people like you in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And he give us not a good impression about you, like you's a joke.
Yeah.
Like you don't have the money.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't even try to compete with a place that, like RC.
But a part cake of white people, and that's my boy. But part cake
that's
of
my
people.
Boy too. But I think he's wrong. Why he can't like
maybe you live in Glasgow
like that about
you
Toby?
He shouldn't
say that about
on,
Toby like
wax
that.
Off.
Make it sound like Toby's a big joke. You think Glennis Anna Martin would say what she say? These people are a bunch of jokers, but they don't care about us. Toby. Yeah. I realize.
I remember Mr. Millard, some white American partners back in the day too.
Yes.
What is the problem?
It's just that it's a class thing. It ain't about the color of your skin, too. Because if it was the color of your skin, you would have been straight.
Bob,
the modern day class, Nancy. Wait, when I listen to Fred Mitchell jinxing the Prime Minister in Parliament, the Prime Minister was in a way saying that he would do anything to help and people like Toby.
Yeah.
When Fred Mitchell, go and check the tape, go and watch the parliamentary chat. When Fred Mitchell finished shouting him a couple of words in him and jinxing him up, man, he's saying, like, if you have a problem, man, you get to other people because other people want it too.
Well,
hey, Toby, stand strong, boy. I said, PRP, like, telling you that, boy. They don't like us, boy, Toby, boy.
And,
strong, boy.
You know, when the haters.
Punks, boy.
When
don't
the haters.
Powder them political punks.
When the haters ain't got no truth to put on you, my brother, then they can start digging in the gutter.
Oh, yeah, that makeup stories.
I don't live in the gutter.
Real quick, Toby, I appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
By getting the science.
Oh, we're done?
Yeah, we're almost done. And I got to get to the news.
Let me go with just a couple of questions, and you give me the warning shot when you tell me, Toby, that's enough, right? Do you know how many Bahamians own tourism projects that are stalled in the pipeline right now that would create thousands of Bahamian jobs and keep tourist spending in the Bahamas? Do you see that cruise ships no longer overnight in Grand Bahama and Nassau? So no nightlife or casinos in Nassau and Grand Bahama are supported. Why is it that cruise lines unload their workers to work on these Bahamian destinations without work permits? Competing against Bahamians, what is wrong with Bahamians according to RCL? How come cruise ship workers can work on Bahamian Keys and not pay national insurance? How much trash is burnt by these cruise lines on the Keys, fouling the air that we breathe?
What about the dumping of the bilge?
And scrubber water into our oceans, right?
And you know the scary thing, Toby?
Uh-huh.
I've been asking these questions, and people have been asking these questions from me and you was in school.
And
Captain Danielle was on the Emerald Sea.
Yeah, and not one answer, but they cherry pick and say, oh, we're investing $100 million and we're creating all this. No, homeboy, I want to see some records. When you see any records that they're publishing, right, freely, without a court in injunction of what nanny they dumping in the Bahamian waters, right? What carbon monoxide, what sulfur, what all of these emissions that they're doing. They ain't saying nothing about that, right? And they're getting busted all around the world, but there's not the enforcement of them getting caught here, right? But watch this. I spoke with the Director of Labor yesterday, and the Director of Labor told me that cruise ships are not supposed to have their crew filing off of these cruise ships and coming on to work on Bahamian without work permits.
That's another show.
Watch this.
Next week, we got to have you on for that next
week.
Yes,
my brother.
Always appreciate you. You know you have a platform.
I appreciate you and your listeners. Yes, sir.
All right, good stuff, everybody who chimed in. We're going to take the break, go straight to the news. Pearly will kick off the top of the 5 o'clock hour. All right, I got to run right around the corner and do a quick cameo at a sporting event, and I'll be right back. But Pearly will kick off the top of the hour. Hold it down for you, and we'll be back to discuss NFL draft coming up tonight and how them Grizzlies laid the smackdown on the Lakers last night. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk that when you come up on the flip side of the break. As the Thursday, April 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Every one crocus bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC barbecue glazed zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC barbecue glazed zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC barbecue glazed zinger is available
available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, good.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cashiers at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors, all topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Nike, welcome to Talking Heads with Naughty. This is your guy, Pearly, filling in for Naughty just for a few minutes. And then you get some daddy duties to do or something like that, or maybe it was a bathroom call, I don't know. But we're here today, before we begin the show, and we're really going to do the show today with a heavy heart. We in our great country, the Bahamas, has lost another great Bahamian. And today when I got the call that the great Bahamian boxing icon, Ray Minus, passed today after a battle with ALS, or what we in the sports world know as Lou Gehrig disease. And Ray was 58. He was a bantam, a super bantam, a featherweight, a super featherweight, a light, and a light welterweight boxer. He boxed in the 70s, 80s, and into the 2000s. He was the Bahamas lightweight title holder, Bahamas light welterweight title holder, the World Boxing Council Continental American Bantamweight title, World Boxing Association, WBA Intercontinental Super Bantamweight title holder, and Commonwealth Bantamweight title, and was challenger for the World Boxing Council Continental of America Super Bantamweight title against Cesar Soto. He was also the World Boxing Council Continental of America's lightweight against, fought for the WBC lightweight title against Levander Johnson, and the WBA Bantamweight title against Israel Contreras, and the International Boxing Federation Bantamweight title against Orlando Canizales. Ray was a good friend. He was a great boxer. And we lost a Bahamian boxing hero, people. So I just want to say, let's our hearts, our condolences go to the family, to his daughter, to Senior, and all the family, the Minus family. We wish you all our best and continue to pray for you in this hour of need, and may rest in peace. It was rough to hear that. But yeah, the show must go on. We must play the game. And I'm sure Ray would be glad to know that we continue to talk sports today. So yesterday was also another rough day for me and my Lakers, but we can talk about that quick before Naughty comes in, so we don't have to talk about that anymore today. But let's get right into today in sports history, which is brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. You know, Naughty Johnny's has the 5 to 6 happy hour. Let's check on Naughty Johnny's for today in sports history. In 1899, the Western Gulf Association was founded in Chicago, Illinois. In 1903, Jamaica Racetrack opened in Long Island, New York. I've been there before. I've been there. Not in 1903, though. In 1938, a colored baseball was used for the first time in any baseball game. The ball was yellow and was used between Columbia and Fordham University in New York City. In 1947, Babe Ruth Day was celebrated at Yankee Stadium. In 1963, Brian Sternberg set the pole vault record at 16 feet 5 inches. I know our brother in the Bahamas, well, we could beat that by now. And in 1983, Nolan Ryan of the Houston Astros broke the 55-year-old Major League Baseball record when he struck out the 3,509th batter of his baseball career. And Nolan Ryan threw heat. The quote of the day is, "Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth." And it's so fitting that this quote comes from Lou Gehrig, who too died from ALS like our brother Ray Minus today. When I saw this, I was like, this is a blessing. So I'll say it one more time. "Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth." And that is what Today in Sports History brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. What happened? What's been happening? That's what happened yesterday in sports. I see watching Stephen A. Smith just partying himself off today. His New York Knicks has won. I think this is the first time in about 10 or 15 years the Knicks gone past the first round of the NBA playoffs. So they're excited in New York. Basketball is up and running. New York City is just a buzz today that the Knicks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers yesterday to close out that series. I think it was 106-95, yeah. So they beat them 4-1. Jimmy Butler, they got him Jimmy Playoffs. And he doesn't like that nickname, but he put on a show again, put up 42 points last night, and Heat eliminated the number one rank, and the team finished the best record in basketball, Milwaukee Bucks, 128-126 in final overtime. And I was just wondering, with Milwaukee coaching, you know, it shows the inexperience. You take out the Lopez, the 6 foot or 7 foot Lopez, bring in a 6'5" dude to stand in front of Butler and they lobbing for the last shot. Come on, man. You got to know better than that. You didn't adjust properly. I assure you, he will be playing the Knicks. You can see them kind of mistakes from New York, from the Knicks. And then last night,
What's up, bros?
Hey, who's this? Who we got on the call right now?
Mystery Heat.
Oh, where you been? Where you been?
But hold on. Let me talk to you for a second.
I know you was... Listen, you didn't even give me a chance
to talk to you for a second, son.
You didn't have to call in, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy that you are on today and we waiting for Naughty. But let me hear. When you mentioned the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler, I could hear the dryness in your voice. You didn't really want to say that. You didn't really want to big us up. Because at the beginning of that series, you said... all the Miami Heat players are only playing their roles, but they ain't really, nothing's really connecting. Let me show you something. Don't never take my Miami Heat for face value, my brother. Don't ever, because they're going straight to the championship.
You believe that?
I know that. I know that.
Nah, they marked
Giannis right up. Giannis did look like a lost giraffe last night.
He's still hurt. He was 100%. I can see that. You can see he was 100%.
It doesn't matter. We have players out. We have Oladipo out. We have Tyler Hero out.
But you ain't got Jimmy Butler out.
Jimmy Butler is not 100%. He's not 100%.
He does have some issues. I agree with that. But let me say this much.
Uh-huh.
Y'all cannot go through the next two rounds into the NBA finals, and they're saying that with him one carrying the load on his back like that, you can't do it. He'll die from exhaustion before the series finished.
No, we have role players. Jimmy Butler step in when he wants to. He really don't need to because those other players can hit those 3-pointers like mad. But he's
I know you. See, hold on. I can stop you right there. See, I know you're a Heat fan, And even though, now understand me, it doesn't matter to me whether he'd want or not. I only really for radio purposes and really to get all up under your skin. That guy's messed with Naughty with his Yankees.
Uh-huh.
The disparity between his scoring and the rest of the team, the gap in the scoring between him and the rest of the team. All right, don't say they needed him to put that 56 points up.
No, he had last night.
They needed that too. They needed that. The play was drawn up.
Supposed to drew the play up for him to get that shot.
Yes. Okay. That's why I questioned. Jimmy Butler wasn't in the game.
Jimmy Butler is not a 3-point shooter. He's not.
No, he's not. He's a scorer.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you is, even if it wasn't him, we still have role players who could take that spot.
My brother,
we have role players who could take that spot.
The Miami Heat will go as far as Jimmy Butler can carry them.
Okay, so
if Jimmy Butler put up 18 points, you'll get beat.
We can take out the next 4-2. Then we going for the Boston Celtics, okay?
No. How you know Boston getting past Philly?
Boston can beat Philly, man. Come on, that's a no brainer. Boston can beat them. This is gonna beat Atlanta tonight. No. Who?
Boston still has to beat Atlanta tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Boston can beat them.
Think so? Boston will close it out tonight in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This series over tonight. This is finito tonight. Let's talk about them dead Lakers now. LeBron James ran out of the gas. He's tired.
He ran out of the gas yesterday. Yes, he did. He was tired. You can see the fatigue in him last night. Yes.
Yeah. He literally ran out of gas, and you can see age is weighing on him. Anthony Davis looked good. I hope he hold up. I hope he stay healthy. He looked good. But the rest of those young players needs to step up if you all going to get to Memphis.
That can end that tomorrow night in L.A. That can end tomorrow night in L.A. I'm pretty sure.
You better end it.
Hold on. Let me just interject here. First of all,
Naughty, I had to make... hear your voice, man. What's happening, Naughty?
You too good to hear your voice. I know you're talking now because your Heat advanced.
I was talking before that.
I couldn't even get you to my first monologue. He was done on the show.
I was listening on the way back.
Yeah, absolutely. But, what's happening, Naughty?
I got a little veggie going with Pearly them. You know?
What's that?
Some of my Laker buddies. I tell them, Adam can take that to 7.
Well, you got two of your sweethearts fighting one another. You got Memphis and you got Lakers. So I don't know what you can do with that.
I stand out of that.
That's what I mean. No, I wouldn't know how you. You watching that with cross eye.
Let me tell you something. Naughty has
abandoned the Lakers. Yeah, don't let Naughty fool you. Naughty only playing like some of these fellas, you know, around here politically playing defense to see who can come out there, and then he can decide where he is.
No. Pearly, I've already gone on record and said, listen.
But Naughty, what I would advise you to do though is pull for your Lakers because LeBron James ain't gonna be there long. Pull for your Lakers to get through this.
I'm trying to accelerate the process, you know, see him take as many years as he can so they can expedite that and get him out of there quicker, sooner than later.
Yeah. He got two more years on that contract.
He could cut out of that. But I'll tell you one thing. Pearly, last night I was sitting there and I had this little thought. I said, well, even if Memphis go down tonight, all is right with the world. Because you see when Ja Morant caught that alley-oop over LeBron and just rested him.
Even though he climbed all over his back.
Yeah, no. He was airborne.
LeBron get catch
LeBron
now,
looked like a midget.
He get catch on that one. I looked at my oldest. I say, Sancho, if they lose, and he said, I know, Ja Morant posed to Raj LeBron. I said, all is right with the world.
Boy, that boy got some spring, though. He got some sprint on him.
You got to control that, though. He's really dangerous with that. You got to control it.
He has to control that for real.
I will say that he has to, like you say, control it and play, pick his points when he's going to go, you know, airborne, high-flying. And then other times where you get develop a little pull-up jumper or a little drive to the bucket, what works for you. Because
you know, that's dangerous,
back in the Kirk Rambis, Kevin McHale days. You know, he couldn't do that back
God
then.
For God's sake, heck no.
No.
So I look forward to your Knicks and your Heat series. That's gonna be a good series, man.
I think I can be. Wait, I never see Stephen A. Smith so happy.
That
ended.
That's everything. Well, that's a 4-2 series. I ain't worried about that.
I can tell you now I got to pull for the heat in that series. You know why? Because as hard as Stephen A. Smith is carrying my Cowboys, I need to see him miserable on national TV crying over his necks.
No, but it ain't that. You just a smart man. You're a smart man. That don't have nothing to do with Stephen A. You just is a smart man, Nutty.
Say it again, man. You're great for my
ego. You're a very intelligent man. You know the nose. You know what's happening.
There you go.
You understand?
But you know what? Just
did we lose Mystery Caller there, or did we lose Pearly?
No, I'm here.
Pearly muted himself, I believe. Pearly, you back?
To the Knicks. To the New York Knicks. All my love again to the New York Knicks.
Why?
Listen, I don't believe the Miami Heat.
Okay.
I don't believe the Miami Heat would ever beat the number one seed in the East and let the New York Knicks beat them. Definitely not.
Well, listen, the Heat, they won. They played a tough series, but guess what? They took on a severely depleted Milwaukee team, okay?
I don't want to hear that. These niggas, these fellas making millions. Listen, all the depot out in Tyler Hero, so I don't want to hear that. And Jimmy Butler is not 100%. So I don't want to hear no excuses. None. Zero. Zero. Nada. I don't want to hear it.
No problem. I hope you hold that. If something go wrong with you, I hope you hold that. I don't want to hear no excuses. We got this on tape. Naughty, make sure clip that piece out.
We got it live.
This is hypothetical. I ain't hearing no. If we go all the way through, my brother. Now, if that was the Dolphins, I wouldn't have been screaming like this. This is the Miami Heat. Okay? All right.
Speaking of Dolphins, the draft coming up, but I guess you all ain't got nothing to watch till tomorrow.
That's all right.
Yes.
I tell you, I already had my pick. I already had my first round pick. Jalen Rose playing cornerback for the Miami Dolphins.
Jalen Rose, you mean Jalen Ramsey?
I mean Jalen Ramsey.
If you got Jalen Rose at the corner, boy, you're in trouble.
He's
big trouble. That's because every minute, commercial coming on with this stupid commercial. These dudes wearing these long pants, and Jalen Rose talking about the good old days.
Yeah? Good old days is correct. Them baggies in Michigan used to wear. Yes, sir. That's how you rock.
These dudes, man, they wearing gauchos.
Hey, where y'all think that fella going, though? Henry.
Travis Henry, he's probably going to get traded today. DeAndre Hopkins probably going to get traded today.
No, I mean, what's the guy name, man, who's played? Henry
may end up in Philadelphia.
Travis Henry could end up in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Up elsewhere. He could end up in New England.
He could end up in Miami, but I doubt that.
Miami.
So let's see. But Mystery Dolphin, Mystery Heat, good talking to you. We got another call we got to get to, and we got to get
okay,
to
break.
But
right,
I appreciate you as always, man. Good stuff.
Don't get lost when y'all get beat now. Don't get lost. Please don't get lost.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Nutty, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Chief?
Well, listen. And Burley, it's good to see you. It's good to see you showing up today, even after having to watch Jimmy Butler tear your heart out your chest last night.
Actually, Jimmy Butler didn't bother me. My Lakers, what Jamal did to my Lakers, tore my heart on my chest.
It bothered you. The fact that, Jimmy had a heart on your chest. Jamal had something else. But that's another story altogether. I'll leave the judge to Marty. Listen.
All I know is one day he who laughs last laughs best.
That's all I know.
No, we'll be coming to that in a second now. You know, I've been on the road for a while, and I'm heading back off to Boston this week, and I got to see the Sox play the Blue Jays in Fenway. But
yeah,
I got to say,
enjoy that Blue Jay lineup. That's a solid little lineup right there.
Oh, yeah. I want to see them. You know, my Cubs ain't doing nothing, so I got to wait with them. But I want to say rest in peace to the champ, man, Ray. Like,
yeah.
As a kid growing up, let me tell you something. The dude was a role model to all us because he was always positive.
He was our champ.
Upbeat.
And it was good.
And he was proud to be Bahamian.
And it was good growing up when he would represent, you know, in championship fights. Yeah. We could actually say back then, hey, we got our own champ. We got our own guy, you know, who's out there. And he paved the way for countless other fighters.
He was always nice to people he met.
He was really a nice man. Right. When you said that's a nice guy, that was an exaggeration. Yeah. That was so much.
So rest in peace to him and rise in glory, my brother, and somebody is his family, you know? That's that. You know? Now, Freddie talked about who laughs. You know, I've been laughing, both in college football and pro football, right? And good things is happening. Trees, naughty. You know that. Right?
I gotta get this.
You climb the tree or hop up and you count the tree. But it's hopping and trees. And so all I need now is for my Heat to go on this run and give me 3 championships in 1 year. And I'll be good. I'll be good. You know, and so, I mean, now you put this one on tape. Make sure you put this one on tape. Okay? The Heat will play the Sixers in the Eastern Conference Final. Okay? And it will come down to Jimmy versus Embiid. And the Sixers will regret the day that they let Jimmy walk and kept Tobias Harris. I mean, that got to be the worst front office decision in the last 10 years. All right? So, market, done. You can take that to the bank. Take it to the pharmacy. No, you take it to the fridge of the pharmacy. You can fill that prescription.
Listen. I mean, you lost me at the Heat. You play the Sixers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Boston. No, I'm thinking the Heat might play Boston, but that's
No. Boston, listen to me. Any team that gets tickled by Atlanta, one of the most dysfunctional teams with a dumb coach, with a dysfunctional star, right, with no real bench. And you letting them take you to 6? No, man. You ain't ready. And you're seeing it. And we all know how Boston does. Boston smart, gonna be dumb. Jaylen Brown gonna disappear. And Tatum gonna take every hard shot and miss every easy shot. That's what they do.
So you're talking as if the Heat really did something great.
Name me one starter on their team that is injured and not playing in the playoffs. One.
The Freak missed two games.
No, he played. We won 4 games and he played 2 of the 4 games. We played 3 of the 5 games and we beat him 2 of the 4 games he played.
But you're beating him You're beating one when he come back hurt as well. You only beat a fully functional game.
Hero. Was 20-something points out. Oladipo was playing off the bench out. Okay, and
that's why the point I raised. Y'all go as far as Jimmy can carry y'all, and Jimmy cannot sustain this every night for the next couple of weeks. He cannot. His body cannot do that.
Yeah. Y'all said that, and guess what? Jimmy without Bam and without Goran Dragic, remember, took LeBron and AD in them. And that super team they had in LA, the 6.
What's super team now?
Listen, man. Y'all had everybody and their grandma playing for y'all.
What are you switching it up now?
Everybody break down. Jimmy was tired because he couldn't carry on the
name. Was the genius coach. All that stuff. We took a team where we lost.
Yes. Yeah, I understand what you say. I'm accepting what you say. But my point, you're helping my point. You're helping my point. Jimmy got tired in that. Jimmy body break down, and that's why the Lakers beat you, because Jimmy couldn't give you nothing in the last couple of games.
Well, guess what? He's better now.
See what
can
happen this time again.
We can see. But you know the Knicks dead, right? You know Stephen A.
The Knicks playing some good basketball. If Brunson continue the way he going, y'all in trouble. And if Randall come back healthy, y'all in trouble.
Randall's biggest problem for me is in Kentucky always been his that space between his two ends.
That's true. You got a point. You do have a point. That's why the Lakers are right in.
Towns, don't pick Kentucky players. Kentucky players and Duke players. You ain't seen the dumb Duke player last night, Grayson? You was a shooter. They bring you on the court to be a shooter. And what you trying to do at the end of the game, right? Buy an open shot and ain't take it. You know, basketball is a game of intelligence. And smart coaching and smart players will always survive. They'll always beat your talent.
Right? Nah, I don't want you to get lost when you get beat. You know, make sure you call after the season.
Me?
Right here.
Naughty.
He's sure regular, man. Then lose or draw, man.
I know. I got to throw that blow, though.
Tonight I will know. Are y'all moving up and after, or are y'all trading now? What y'all doing?
11 picks, Naughty. And keep in mind that we drafted 9 dudes last year and 8 of them playing. So we got 11 picks. So you know Veach and Reed got something up their sleeve. They got something up their sleeve, but don't be surprised if DeAndre Hopkins by the end of the night is in Tyler, Texas, practicing with Mahomes by the weekend.
Yeah, no, I hear that's coming.
Boy, you better get show off when they get a cup of jam. Boy, you don't get show off.
11 picks. Listen to me. You know, the truth of the matter is, if our offensive line didn't go down and we started one starter in the Super Bowl and he was out of position, we right now winning at least 3 out of 4. Minimum. All right? So, I mean, but that's what you do. When you have a great quarterback, your team's going to be good. That's why Naughty Team can't go nowhere because Dak ain't great. You know,
ooh,
and the Eagles.
Ooh.
You know, that's what it is. He knew that. Do me a favor.
Do me a favor. Get you 5 in your trophy case. Then call me, okay?
Until then,
shut your mouth. Stay on the reservation. Play with your straws. Play with your big wall. Play with your peace pipe. All of that.
Thank God for history. Thank God for history.
Hold on. I know my franchise got 5. Yours don't.
Yes, and they got all 5 of them when you was neither born or you were still in kindergarten.
Hey, stop. No. Let me fix you right now. Hold on, stop. If you sleep with Halle Berry in the 10th grade, or you sleep with Halle Berry yesterday, guess what? You slept with Halle Berry, bro. You a winner.
The 10th grade is statutory rape. I ain't claiming that.
No. You understand what I'm saying. You no matter when you won them.
I hear you. And so we win them now.
Because guess what?
What have you done for me lately?
Now you want me to go back? You want me to go back and talk about when you all won one under Hank Schramm and it took you like 40 years to get back to one?
50.
You want me to talk that?
Because I was God.
But see, you know what my one good argument
so
is?
So now I know.
Only undefeated.
I know you ain't used to this, so that's why I let you run out. But now, hold on.
Listen. I really ain't used to this. My college team is back-to-back champion. My professional team is 2 or 4 years and going for a 3rd one. Man, listen, I live in good. He's living good, buddy.
He's living the best life right now.
Take it from
me. I am living my best life right now.
Somebody who's been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. That is all changed 360, and it's come back to bite you square in the bungee. So enjoy it now while you can.
It ain't a team about number 15 taking snaps there. And we got him for 10 more years minimum. So I'll enjoy it until I get to retirement.
Let me tell you something. I can tell you something right now. You got a team in that same division, but ready to punch you all in the mouth this year.
Who?
You stay there.
Who? Listen to me. The teams in the AFC West spent a collective $1 billion last year. Okay? $1 billion. Only one of them made the playoffs. That's a wild card. You couldn't even beat a lowly team.
Yeah, but you know, you need to just rein it in. Now you got some holes on your offensive line.
No, I ain't gonna be in the horse. Our line is good. We got rid of Orlando. We picked up the other boy. We good.
You're good.
I'm telling you, our holes are actually at DE because we released Frank Clark, but no one's picked him up yet.
Dumb move.
What's gonna happen? He might come back and sign on an incentive laden deal, right? Because he wants to stay. All right. We got a linebacker. We got to replace. All right. We got the safeties and cornerbacks. That's all we dropped it last year. All right? And the running back, but we thought we got to deal with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We got Pacheco now. We just needed, and Jeff McKinnon. We straight. We got to get some wide receivers. And Holmes improved. We don't need great wide receivers. You just need to be good and run your routes. He can find you.
Chelsea getting a little long in the tooth now, though.
We've been hearing that for years, but for some reason, he's still leading the league in receptions and postseason touchdowns.
Anyway.
LeBron getting along with it too. While I'm in Boston, I sense the FedEx is a little cheaper down there, and that's one of the headquarters areas, right? I can see if I can FedEx some depends to him because he might need them.
Hey, Bernie, you see how he quickly skirted off the Chiefs' deficiencies and on to LeBron? He didn't really want to talk about it, but that old line coming back.
We are the Super Bowl champions.
So you predict you're predicting a back to back. That's what you're saying, back to back.
Okay. Yes.
Now,
I'm saying it right here. Put it on the record. Take it to the pharmacy.
That's it, Donnie.
The Chiefs, back to back.
Okay, I got another call coming
and
through,
Georgia,
man.
Back to back.
Go enjoy Boston, man.
Yes, my brother.
Be safe. Safe travel.
Safe trip. Good game.
Yeah, mate.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, this is Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Naughty. How you and Boyle let a nigga run on with the heat like that?
Man, that's Mystery Dolphin, who's a regular contributor, and he had much to talk to. The Dolphins doing bad. This is moment he had a chance. You forget he's been missing an action.
I talked Bob in the Heat a couple of weeks. That's when the playoffs first start, so he couldn't wait to call in to get at me.
Let me show you something. The Heat beat the Bucks, right? That's a good win. But let me tell you something. I want you to look at the Knicks team and look at the Bucks team. They can't compare to the Bucks. Watch this. Everybody
matchup
know.
Is better.
Everybody know. You take down Jimmy, the Heat smash up. So what you think the Knicks them going to do with him? Because they got you got Brunson to deal with. You got RJ to deal with. You got that boy Quickly to deal with. And you get them, remember, they front court will dominate. Knicks front court is so awesome, and some people don't see that. They're rebounding freaks.
They got a good team, and if Randall comes back, they can be all right.
That's what I'm saying. Randall coming back, he only tweeted too. That's all he do, tweet that thing, and whatever the little thing is what he got. He only need a couple, but 2-3 days rest. And he getting that. But all I'm saying is, that fella, I mean, it's good to be on your high horse when your team winning, right? Can't touch that. But you can't go that far as talking about they can be there with the success. No, man. He ain't wrong.
He can go as far as Jimmy Butler carry them, and he cannot carry them. If he has to put 40 points up a night, he can be dead before the series is over.
And he can't do that every night.
He can't.
Jordan couldn't do it.
No.
Okay. The great Jordan.
Exactly.
Kobe couldn't do it.
Don't
make you believe he watch.
Kobe couldn't do it.
I admire the play. I was impressed by it. He did fantastic to get them to win the series. Now you got to repeat that again 5 or 6 times. That can't happen.
Anyhow, you all have a blessed
one. You too, my brother. We can get to the break.
Okay, brother.
All right, flip side of the break. We'll be back at you. We'll talk some NFL draft. We'll talk some Lamar Jackson signing his contract. $189 million guaranteed, $265 million in total. And then, of course, we got Colin Cowherd taking us on with the absolute final mock draft possible.
I ain't listening to none of them mock draft. Everybody changing.
But that's the last one. Everybody changing up today. Well, you seeing dudes pop up out of nowhere who wasn't even on the list. That's how people try to keep things suppressed and keep it a secret in the NFL.
Yes, yes.
Just be telling lone lies. I like this guy. I've no interest in this dude whatsoever. All right.
But, sometimes you got to do that. You got to do that so the fellas do, because you spend more than you want to spend or more than you can spend.
Exactly.
I believe on both sides.
All right. So let's get to that break. On flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap things up early. All right.
I'm ready. I'll be up waiting.
All right. The Thursday, April 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
But me not fear no guy, no.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
What you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Victorize.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find more information at risebahamas.net.
G.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Them want poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when the thing tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up.
And we're back at you on the Thursday, April 27th edition of Talking Heads. And wrapping things up, we got the final mock draft possible. You know, the draft's kicking off at 6 p.m. And Lamar staying with the Ravens, Pearly.
Yeah, I like that. 185 in the pocket, straight through. No matter what happens to him, he get 185
million. 260
million. 260, yeah, 260. That's good. That's a good contract. That's five more million than Hurts.
Yep, and it's done, and he's in Baltimore for a while.
I really didn't think he was going anywhere, honestly.
And watch them go wide receiver in the first round tonight now that he's signed.
And be, oh, that should be nice. Oh, Lord of mercy. They actually need a running back too, though.
Yeah. Be surprised. You'd be surprised as to what some of these moves might take on.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch the wheeling and dealing. I like watching the NFL. That'd be some nice wheeling and dealing sometimes.
Looks like the Texans were only buffing. They look like they're going to take a QB at number two.
Probably so. Be crazy not to.
All right, let's look at some games on tap tonight real quick in the NBA there, Pearly.
Ooh, man, my dog is really getting bit. I'm so glad, so lucky to get back to L.A. They get rough right up.
What happened?
Pittsburgh just roughed my Dodgers right up the last two nights.
Not the Pirates slapping them up, though.
The Pirates are the best record in baseball right now. So don't say not the Pirates.
Yeah, the Pirates is surprising.
Yeah, but you know, this is them. April, May, June, July, great baseball. August,
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
One game on top tonight, Celtics and the Hawks. Who you like, Pearly?
Right. You know something? I really think this going seven. I think the Celtics can win it, but it going seven.
Yeah, just like Memphis and LA going seven too.
Naughty. You're not allowed to play on the radio, right? So you know the two words. You know the two words.
My time to talk today.
Yeah, you get them.
I might not get no more time to talk, so I can get my money's worth.
Get it? Because I was gonna be really cool tomorrow, but I can be that guy. I can be that guy.
You're that guy anyway. You're saying it right now, over in six. That guy, you're that guy. That's why the Dodgers getting beat.
That's all right. We got beat today. No
that's
problem.
All over from last year. Let's look at the standings too, Pretty. I mean, since we look at
you really gonna do that, hey?
In Major League Baseball, I mean, let's have a gander at my Yankees and have a gander at your Dodgers.
Okay, so right now at this point, the Yankees in fourth place with a 14-11 record. The Rays running away with the yard like six behind the Rays. Rays 20-5. Baltimore 16-8, the Blue Jays 16-9.
Pearly,
in the Central.
Pearly, you and I both know. Give it about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then we'll have a different conversation. Because you know, it's this time of year.
I didn't you bring this up. You brought this up. You know, I only fulfilling what you want. I really don't get the standards. I didn't look at the standards at all.
You're 13-13.
Yeah, I know that. I don't look at the standings at all. Stop break.
And we're 14-11, so we're better than you.
You're better than me right now.
We're better than you by a game.
Yeah, but you're in fourth place. I'm in second place right now.
Because your division, sucks.
Let me check something. Right now, if the playoffs stop, we're like about a game behind some people trying to get in, right?
Uh huh.
Oh, interesting news.
What?
Police wish to inform that 48-year-old Kirk Cornish in Cooperstown is in custody. He turned himself into notice in the island of Grand Bahama, accompanied by his lawyer.
That came across the across the wire, but until I see footage of him being, you know, taken into custody, I'm not going to believe it.
So if the season ended today, neither of us would be in the playoffs. Let's get that right.
Right.
Wild card or nothing, okay?
Yeah, okay then. And we'd still be that one game better than you.
Oh, okay.
Touché. Right. Anyway, let's
but
get...
now...
Okay, go ahead.
Rub it in. Get your mouth hard.
No, I got my mouth hard. I'm getting ready to go watch a draft. I hope that some with sense at 26 will move up and try get somebody.
Let's relax. Dallas know what they're doing.
I don't want Bijan Robinson either because he waxed poetic about his visit to Philadelphia. Sound like you want to be an Eagle? Go be an Eagle, but I don't want no part of you. I done don't like you. You already got a problem with me coming in the gate. You waxed poetic too much on your visit to Philadelphia. Go. Eat cheesesteak and play in Philly.
All right. Jazz just had a big base hit.
His bat getting warm. His bat definitely starting to warm up.
And he scored a run that's now to help put the Marlins ahead of Atlanta 5-4 going into the bottom of the ninth inning.
There you go. Well,
so that was some good stuff there.
Let's get to the break, Pearly. Let's see what Colin Cowherd got to say. You know, the ultimate last minute mock draft. And then we'll see how it pans out tonight. And then we'll have something to talk about tomorrow. I'm sure there are going to be some surprises in the first round of this draft.
I'm pretty certain, too. So I'm excited.
All right, man. Be safe. Good stuff as always. And we'll do it again tomorrow, man. Y'all keep it right where you got it. And on the flip side of the break, Howard will be taking us home as we wrap up the Thursday, April 27th edition of Talking Heads. Thanks to my guest, Toby Smith, for being here earlier. And everybody who chimed in, good stuff. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right.
Yes, I do it like Nike. Them one pies and me from the thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? You're mouth hard, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
My mommy made sure that I was vaccinated because she loves me.
Getting our precious little ones vaccinated protects them from so many diseases like polio, measles, and whooping cough. Vaccines are safe and effective. Immunizations can prevent illnesses and even death.
As we celebrate our 50th year of independence, let's move forward to protecting ourselves and each other from vaccine-preventable diseases. Upward to achieving the highest vaccination rates in the region, and onward to a safer, healthier Bahamas. We can achieve this together. In New Providence, visit Ann Town Clinic, Flamingo Gardens Clinic, Elizabeth Estate Clinic, or if you're in the Family Island Clinic, visit any of your routine vaccination clinics for vaccines. COVID-19 vaccines are also available.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And then you wish everybody else was a second-round salary.
This draft is closer to 11 to 12 guys who feel like first-round picks. So in that case, if it's a shallow first round, that doesn't mean it's not going to be an exciting draft. There's a lot of quarterbacks in it. And I think it'll be an exciting draft. But I don't think it's worth giving up a lot of draft capital to move up to get good edge rushers. We don't have even a Hutchinson this year. We don't have a Bosa. So that's my takeaway, is I think the teams are going to sit back mostly, even the quarterbacks. Next year, you'd move up for Caleb Williams or a Drake May. You'd give up 5, 6, 7 picks. Those are move up to get guys. Is Will Levis a move up? I mean, Indianapolis has holes to solve. They're going to give up 4 picks? They can't. They need them.
Yeah. The uncertainty is exciting. I think there's going to be a big ratings number for the draft tonight. But I do want to point out, Colin, if I looked it up, last like 5 years, there have not been a lot of draft day trade-ups into the top 5 or top 10.
Yeah.
If you want to move up, you get up early and really control the draft of who you want at the top.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to do no trades. I'm just going to give you the top 10, and I'm going to give you a reason why I think everybody makes their pick. Are we ready to go on this? Let's go number 1. I think the Panthers have used 8 different starting quarterbacks over the last 5 seasons. They're going to stabilize the position and get Bryce Young. Again, how great is he? I don't know. I think he stabilizes it. If you look at what the franchise did in the offseason, from the head coach to the assistant coaches to the staff, they built an organization ready to help and assist and protect a quarterback. And so I think Carolina is doing it the right way. They built a staff that's very quarterback friendly. They'll get Bryce Young. I think the Texans are going to go get Jalen Carter with the 2nd pick. I think he's the best player I saw. Their defense last year was pathetic against the rush, last in the league. They have a defensive coach, D'Amico Ryans, in 12 picks. I think he's going to use this draft to fix the defense and then next year go get a quarterback. They were so bad through the middle defensively, and Jalen Carter, I think, solves it. I think the Cardinals then get Will Anderson. So they had a couple of defensive line losses. J.J. Watt's now into broadcasting. Zach Allen went to the Broncos. So they need people up front in that division where you got Kyle Shanahan and you got Sean McVay. You got to have players up front. They have a new coach. He's a defensive coach. And they allowed 52 touchdowns last year. That was 2nd to the Bears. So again, I don't know how good Will Anderson is. Certainly an argument he's the best edge rusher. You don't have to move up to get him. Arizona takes him at 3. I think the Colts get Will Levis, the quarterback. Here's why. They've had Matt Ryan, unathletic average arm. They've had Phillip Rivers, unathletic old okay arm. He gives them a little bit of Andrew Luck. Bright, athletic, can move, nice arm. I think if you squint, you can see a little Andrew Luck. And I think that's enough for Jim Irsay. Number 5, the Seahawks. I think they could move down potentially if they didn't like people. But Tyree Wilson, you got to have an edge rusher. And I think they go get him. Is he ready to play? I don't know. But the last time they had a double-digit sack guy in Seattle was Frank Clark, and that's 5 years ago. So Pete Carroll's a defensive coach. His best teams at USC and Seattle had good edge rushers. I think that's their pick. The Lions pick 6. Again, I'm doing no move up. I'm going to do Christian Gonzalez, the physical specimen corner from Oregon. Last year, they were atrocious against the pass. They had bad corners, 3rd worst pass defense. Also, they traded in the offseason their former number 3 overall pick, Jeff Okuda, the corner. So I think they stabilized corner. They went in the offseason and solved some of their corner issues, but I think this is where they go. Then I think they go to the interior of their D-line in later rounds. The Raiders get Devon Witherspoon, the corner from Illinois. They have a bad secondary, so they're going to take a corner. Maybe they trade up, but they got Garoppolo for a year. I think they can go get a Max Duggan later at quarterback and let him sit behind Jimmy for a couple of years. But they allowed the highest passer rating in the NFL last year for quarterbacks. They got to get better at corner, and they get one. Now my surprise. Falcons take Bijan Robinson, the running back. Here's why. Offensive coach. They've got their tight end.